It's a Jolene Roxbury holiday spectacle. I mean, special.
Yeah, now, over that river and through them woods, to FM Talk we go. Jolene took us off the air, and that ain't fair. So now we bring it back to show. Yeah. That's right.
Excuse me. Nobody told me we were going to do it this way.
That's because we're not supposed to do it this way.
Now look, come on, man.
Earl, you're not supposed to be in this at all.
This is all Jim Weaver's fault.
Now wait just one doggone minute.
Well, it is your fault. You
me?
Were, yes, you.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
You were in control of all
this. Hey, that's not fair, man. But I couldn't do that. How come you can do that, huh?
Just calm down. All right, calm down.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I've heard you tell somebody to calm down. What should that tell you?
I think we've determined it's all Jim's fault.
Hello, feeling a little bit railroaded here.
Railroaded?
Get what?
Jim's being railroaded.
Oh, you're always the victim, aren't
me?
You?
Me?
Is that like a Texas thing?
Big ego on that one.
Let's just get through the holidays and we don't have to do another show for another 2 years.
Okay, later, dude.
The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury plea's on the way.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and you are listening to the final episode in our very, very special holiday series. It's been a holiday full of goofiness brought to you by Robert Moore and Company. And here we sit together, getting ready to ring in 2020. I speak for all the Roxbury players when I say that it's our hope that all of you had a safe and Merry Christmas. We thank you for taking us along with you, for tuning in, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting up to. The reason I say it that way all the time is because not only are there four different opportunities to catch our radio broadcast on FM Talk 106.5, but all six of our holiday podcasts are easily accessible on our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. The shows are also easily accessible on FMTalk1065.com. And believe me, the Roxbury players and I have all enjoyed being home for the holidays. Before we launch into our final show in this very special series, I want to take a few minutes to thank someone very special and close to the hearts of my family, my blood family, and my radio family as well. A lot of those folks are in both groups. We lost someone over the holidays. In fact, during production of these very shows, Mr. Robert Moore passed away the day after Thanksgiving. He was 83. Mr. Bob had not been well for quite some time, and the Lord decided it was time for him to be free from all that. So now he is up in heaven watching over all of us, decorating everything up there with tinsel and twinkling lights and making everything look shiny and bright. You know, one of my greatest joys in life is to make people laugh, and Mr. Bob was a great source of that joy because he always laughed at me. Let me think about that. Because sometimes I wasn't trying to be funny and he still laughed. Well, his light of heart, goodness, and down-to-earth, no-nonsense personality was so often a source of inspiration for me. Every time I would go into Christmastown, there he was, perched up there on what I called his business platform. He was perfectly placed where he could watch over all of Christmastown. And Larry Heard, the voice you've listened to scattered throughout these last six shows. Mr. Moore's business and lifelong partner for over 40 years. Dear friend of my family as well. And like I said, you have heard him scattered about being silly for the last 6 weeks. And that, my friends, is what we call the radio magic stuff. As I've mentioned, we produce a great chunk of this show in advance because it's a beast to produce, and getting some things done ahead of time helps facilitate the flow. And I'm grateful that we were able to record Larry's participation in the show way before Mr. Moore's passing. Otherwise, it just wouldn't have come together. It's amazing how things happen somehow in the order that they're supposed to happen. Because I know it was important to Larry to be able to be a part of the show. But it worked out, and it's a real good thing. Larry, thank you for your friendship, for sponsoring, of course, these holiday episodes. And remember that we all love you a lot. And we would like to dedicate this entire holiday series to Robert Moore, forever in our hearts as Mr. Christmas. God bless. Hey, Jimmy boy, I see our on-hold lights are flashing over there. What we got?
Larry with Robert Moore and Company is on the phone.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Hey, Larry. Listen, I needed to ask you. I'm sure there are many of our listeners who weren't aware that Mr. Bob passed away. And I wanted to make sure with you that, you know, now that we're dedicating the whole series to him and certainly the rest of this show, is it okay for us to be funny?
Why start now?
You still got it.
Love you.
Here we go.
Did you get what you really wanted for Christmas? Instead of playing with some really cool toy on Christmas Day, did you just stand out in the cold singing songs that make no sense? I mean, fa-hu-fores, da-hu-dores, what's that all about? Well, now you can get just what you wanted at the Grinch's wholesale out-of-the-sack sale. You'll find gumblers and hoosers and bump trumpers and PlayStations and Xboxes galore at super low discount prices. Just reach in and take what you want, plus decorations, trees, and cans of hoo-hash. The Grinch's wholesale out-of-the-sack sale at the top of Mount Crumpet all Christmas Day. Hurry, what doesn't get sold gets dumped. Take advantage of a heart three times too small. Hurry, everything is cash and carry.
Smokehead!
Not Jim Carrey! Where was I? Oh, yes. When it's pennies you want to pinch, come see the Grinch. I'm just what the doctor ordered.
You know, after Christmas is actually a great time to organize things in your house, donate things to Goodwill you're not using anymore. I've been going through the house for the last week, getting rid of stuff, because I got a lot of new stuff over the holidays, and you got to throw out some of the old stuff to make room for your new stuff. Been getting together a lot of donations over the last couple of weeks. Blankets, clothes, household items. So I was making progress, moving things out of the house. But it was really strange, because as the days and weeks went by, after I got all this stuff out of the house, I'd turn around and I would see something that I could have sworn I gave away. Little things started popping up. A knick-knack here and there. I couldn't figure out how the stuff was making it back into the house. Now, ladies, you know where I'm going with this. It was obvious that my husband was going into the boxes before I could get him out of the house, snorkeling through and taking stuff out. Why? I don't know. What I have to do is wait until he leaves the house to box this stuff up. And after I get it boxed up, I can't let it sit there. I have to get it in the car and off the property. Jim, do you do that?
No.
When Donna throws stuff out, do you bring it back in the house?
No! No, I wouldn't dare.
Well, that's good.
No.
I notice our lights are flashing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jolene, it's Adeline.
Hey, Adeline, Happy New Year.
Jeb and I took the Airstream up to Sugar Mountain Campgrounds in North Carolina to go camping.
Lovely up there this time of year.
Yeah, we was going to spend Christmas up there and get away from all of it for a while. And by it, I mean our family.
Right.
Yeah, I figured if we left without telling nobody and just didn't answer our cell phones, then we wouldn't get stuck spending all that money on presents. So we got our neighbor to watch the house and go over there and set out a bowl of food and water for Jeb's mother once a day. And
for his mother?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm sorry. I meant to say dog. That was one of them fraudulent slips.
Freudian slips.
Yeah, anyway, they was going to take care of everything for us, so.
Mm-hmm.
and we hit the road.
That's a good feeling.
Well, everything was just fine till we stopped at the rest area there at the Georgia state line.
What happened?
Would you believe my son Dan was there with all his kids?
Really?
Yep.
So he just shows up where you're going?
Yeah, he swears it was coincidence that they was headed for the same destination as us.
Sounds fishy.
Only person I told about our plans was our neighbor.
Yeah?
She don't even speak English, so she didn't tell him. So anyhow, he dumped himself and his three kids on us.
Your grandchildren?
Yeah, I don't like that word. Little urchins poured out all my martini mixers.
Ooh.
So they could shoot bottle rockets on New Year's Eve.
Oh, they needed some empty bottles.
And you know how accustomed I am to having my mid-afternoon cocktails.
Yes, I do.
So about 24 hours into their visit, I just about had it. But I am doing much better now. I am waiting on Jeb. We filled up our spa in a box, and we are listening at your show. We'll see you when we get back, all right?
All right, y'all coming straight home?
We are stopping back in at Carpenter's Campers, though, on our way back.
You got more service problems?
Jeb broke another toilet seat.
Oh, man.
We'll talk to you. Bye.
Roxbury. This is Marty, the RV expert, wandering the huge lot at Carpenter's Campers. Trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, all with no hassle pricing. It's hard to walk 10 feet without running into a huge bargain. Ow! Oh, wow, look at this. A 2019 Dutchman Aspen Trails 26-foot trailer. The MSRP is $26,383. Forget that. No hassle pricing brings that down by $7,445 to just $18,888. Wow! No hassle pricing saves you a bundle at Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola.
It hangs down from the chandelier.
Earl, please.
Hey, look, naughty and nice. I need both of those.
This is our first commercial for Robert Moore Christmas Town.
Hey, whoa, like I'm dragging around a big snowball, dude.
Everything for Christmas your heart can imagine.
Ooh, Santa's elves are getting better looking every year.
Those aren't elves and you know it.
Ho, ho, ho!
There's something here for everyone. Thousands of items in every price range. Experience the wonder. Robert Moore Christmas Town, Halls Mill Road in Mobile.
Ho, ho, ho!
Stop it.
For beautiful gift ideas all year long, visit Robert Moore & Company on Halls Mill Road in Mobile.
This year, there's an important lesson that can be learned in every high school across our county, but it won't be found in any classroom textbook. The lesson? Seatbelts save lives. Each year, thousands of teens are injured or killed in car crashes. In fact, it is the number one cause of death among 16 to 20-year-olds. Buckling your seatbelt reduces crash-related injuries and deaths by 50%. I'm Sheriff Sam Cochran, and seatbelts save lives.
Roxbury.
And now, from Robert Moore Christmas Town and Red Zone Weather Center, it's Santa's Workshop's only on-staff meteorologist, bringing you exclusive behind-the-scene reports on, well, Santa stuff. Oh, and weather. Meteorologist Spinks Meganson.
Hi, Jolene. Great to be back with you this week.
It's good to talk to you, too. I guess you guys have been wide open.
We were very busy doing the final systems check on the sleigh.
But everybody's all good, all the reindeer.
All the reindeer are resting and happy to be back home.
Yep, and how did the new sleigh amenities work out?
This year we had a good seat warmer for Santa, and as I said before, he went through 28 cans of Gold Bond, so he's all good.
Yeah, gotta watch the temperature on those seat warmers. So what's going on?
Your great Uncle B came back up here.
Grunkle B? No wonder I couldn't get in touch with him.
He said he's going to stay here through New Year's Eve.
I thought he was coming to my house. Why is he up there?
He said he likes the height of the toilets in our restrooms here.
Well, look, I know you had all your new equipment up and running. Did you get to relax any and enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. We watched all of Santa's progress on the NORAD website. They had the best coverage.
NORAD? I thought you guys had it covered.
Well, we would have had the best, but all of our new machines blew up at the elf party last week.
There was an elf party?
Yeah, that's why you couldn't reach me. My cell phone actually burned up in the fire.
Fire?
Don't worry, no one was hurt.
Well, thank God. What happened?
Well, the elves were just blowing off a little steam as they usually do when they have all of their orders complete. Everything was going great till all those freaks from the Island of Misfit Toys showed up.
The Island of Misfit Toys are not freaks, especially the little elephant. I love him. So what did they do?
urinated over our new equipment.
Urinated on it?
Next thing you know, sparks started flying and the whole room went up in flames. Luckily, the abominable snowman in Yukon Cornelius came in and blew snow everywhere and put out the fire before there was any more damage.
Come on. Why are you doing that? Are you being serious right now?
I'm totally serious. I'm a respected meteorologist and I don't just make stuff up.
I've heard some of your forecasts.
You know, I'm learning a lot about you from your grunkle here. He says you work with a bunch of old hippies.
He calls everybody a hippie.
They're hippies. A bunch of hippies.
Not hippies. Hey, look, we don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to thank you for being on the show.
Well, it's been great providing our exclusive behind-the-scenes reporting for your listeners.
We've enjoyed it. Thanks very much.
Remember to download the free Red Zone Weather app. And I really am a meteorologist. I don't just play that on the radio. Remind everybody of that, will you please?
I think you just did. Thanks a lot, Spinx. Talk to you soon. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you this weekend, or whenever you happen to be catching our broadcast. Because not only have we been back home on FM Talk 106.5, but our podcast is available on their website at fmtalk1065.com and also on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Facebook page. Our first show was the weekend before Thanksgiving, so scroll on down there. I think it's November 24th, and you can catch up on all six of our special holiday episodes. Even though it's after Christmas, they're still a lot of fun. And if you're not really doing anything outside the home on New Year's Eve, gather the folks around the iPad, around your smart device. Make some hot chocolate. Kick it old school and listen to some wholesome radio entertainment. Then you can listen to our show. You know, I've said this many times, but over the years, we've been so blessed to form wonderful friendships with people we've met at different events, people we've communicated with via email for years and years who've been faithful listeners to the show. And on occasion, we met people who actually contributed material to the show, became kind of an honorary Roxbury player. And as usual, those folks became really good friends. Two people I met several years ago. I think it was at our 100th episode party at the River Shack on Dog River. Fit that description. That would be Maggie Mosteller and her husband, Graham Timms. And it's with a very heavy heart that I let you know that Graham lost his battle with cancer not too long ago. I was very fortunate in the past year to have had the opportunity to spend some quality time with him. He came down to the house, he and Maggie did, and we sat on the front porch and had some West Indies salad and some sort of cold beverage, I seem to recall. And we just sat back and watched the boats go by, and Graham entertained us with one of his many monologues. Very, very talented individual. And, oh yeah, and he adopted two kitty cats from me. I'm sure they're missing him a lot as well. Love you guys a lot. And I wanted to play this. This is my favorite phone call we did with Graham around St. Patrick's Day every year. He did the most perfect representation of a crazy Irishman. So here we go, Mr. Graham Timms.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Well, thank you for taking me call, darling.
Well, you're welcome. And Jim just handed me a note that says you're calling from your boat. You're actually offshore. What can we do for you?
I wanted to tell you, I want to come out to your St. Patty's Day hoo-ha.
My what? I'm not having a hoo-ha. Who told you I was having a hoo-ha?
Well, I've been sending you messages on the phone, and I'm not getting any answer.
Text messages? Where'd you get my personal number? Jim, did you give him my number?
Your darling mother gave it to me.
My mother gave it to you? Yeah, yeah, she likes to do that.
So look here.
Okay.
We'll be coming in from a couple of days out in the Gulf, and we'll be ready for some good food and hot ladies.
I don't believe I caught your name.
It's Patty.
Patty?
Patio Furniture.
So what do you need to know, Mr. Patio Furniture?
What is going to be happening there?
I'm just having a few people over to my home for a St. Patrick's Day gathering. It's not a big public hoo-ha, which I'm not even sure is an appropriate term.
Well, la-ti-da.
You're a real Irish dude.
I was raised on a farm in Dingle.
Dingle? Dingle, Ireland.
Dingle, yes.
I don't know if I like the direction this is going.
Back in Dingle, me family had a berry farm.
A berry farm, you say?
Yes, in Dingle, County Kerry, Ireland. The people come for miles around to buy our Dingle Berry Preserve.
Mr. O'Furniture?
Call me Patty.
Patty.
I do love your show.
And I thank you for that. I'm just not having a big open...
I'll be seeing you on St. Patty's Day.
No,
and I want a big Jolene hug when I get there.
Okay.
All righty then.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call. The inimitable Graham Timms. You know, Graham told me once that one of his favorite things about our show was our commercials. And this one was one of his favorites.
There have been many great improvements made in automobiles in the past few years, mostly due to the use of plastics. Now, the ultimate car is here, introducing the Tupper Car. Slip into the plastic seat and close the plastic door. Don't forget to burp it and make it airtight. Inside the Tupper Car, you and your passengers will stay fresh, even on the longest drives.
And we can take any amount of snacks with us and they won't spoil. Say, honey, how about a little kiss?
Fresh?
Wow, even I'm fresher in my Tupper Car.
The Tupper Car's unique design allows you to stack several Tupper Cars in your garage where you could originally only park one automobile.
Let's see, should I drive my lime green, lemon yellow, or peach Tupper Car today?
And the Tupper Car is tough. Let's run this Tupper Car into a brick wall at 55 miles an hour. All right, open her up. Everybody okay in there?
Gosh, yes. And we've maintained our original color and crispness.
The Tupper Car. Sold only at Tupper Car parties. To be a Tupper Car dealer, just call 1-800-555-BURP. Tupper Car Automotive Excellence is finally all sealed up.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Marty, the RV expert, looking for a particular no-hassle pricing bargain. A little birdie told me about this one and...
Over here.
And there it is, a 2020 Coachman Chaparral Light 30-foot fifth wheel. MSRP puts it at $52,575, but no-hassle pricing drops that by a whopping $12,676 to only $39,900. Follow your little birdie.
No-hassle pricing.
To Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola.
It hangs down from the chandelier.
Earl, please.
Hey, look, naughty and nice. I need both of those.
This is our first commercial for Robert Moore Christmas Town.
Hey, whoa, like I'm dragging around a big snowball, dude.
Everything for Christmas your heart can imagine.
Ooh, Santa's elves are getting better looking every year.
Those aren't elves and you know it.
Ho, ho, ho!
There's something here for everyone. Thousands of items in every price range. Experience the wonder. Robert Moore Christmas Town. Halls Mill Road in Mobile.
Ho, ho, ho!
Stop it.
This is Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, and you're listening to a series of holiday episodes of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Dan Kelly in New York. Jolene, if you're listening, just remember you guys are not allowed back in our offices. I'm serious. Your pictures are still posted in the lobby, and that video of Earl T taking a whiz in the fountain out front, not funny. Kind of dumb posting it up on YouTube. You probably won't make it past security this time, but if you do head this way, just call me first, okay?
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam. We'll be back after these messages.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Hey, Jolene, happy new year, dude.
Yeah, we're coming up on it. So are you sad Christmas vacation's over with?
No, man, I'm glad to be home. I was in Arkansas helping out my friend Herb, dude.
Did you say Herb?
Yeah, you see, Herb's got like this farm.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, it was time to harvest his crops.
Crops, mm-hmm.
And like all this help refused to work on weekend, man, so I had to chip in. I had to help him out.
What kind of crops does Herb grow?
Oh, you know, just some crops.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was just him and me. We decided to go to the store and get some libations.
Libations.
Some drinks. And by that, I mean alcohol. alcohol.
So what are you guys going to do for New Year's Eve?
We decided to sit on the front porch and watch the ball drop at midnight.
The Times Square festivities?
No, not the one in Times Square. Herb don't have no TV reception out there on the farm, man.
Oh, well, what ball is dropping in Herb Town?
Now that you mention it, I have no idea what Herb was talking about.
And before you and I got on the phone, you were telling Jim that you and Herb drove ahead of time down to the town square just to kind of get your bearings straight to check out where the celebration was going to be. And I understand you didn't see a ball or anything like that that was going to drop. So you're going to have your own celebration now? What are you going to use for festivities?
Herb had leftover sparklers from the 4th of July.
Okay. Did you test them out?
Well, you know, they didn't really sparkle. They were kind of old, so they just kind of flamed up, dude. And like a few of his...
Crops.
Mm-hmm. Caught on fire, man.
Oh, no.
Pretty soon the whole field started burning, dude. It was flaming, smoke and everything. It's a good thing Herb had that moat installed around his property last year.
A moat?
Boy, kept that fire from spreading.
That's awful.
Oh, it was a hot mess, dude. Lucky for us, though, the town only had one fire truck and one police car. And they were downtown guarding the Black Eyed Peas.
They're having a concert?
No, a pot of Black Eyed Peas they were serving at the VFW for New Year's lunch, man. It's a big deal in that town. Yeah, yours, boy, it's a rockin' joint. Anyway, so the fire was contained and everything was cool. So I'm kind of keeping a low profile, dude.
I can imagine.
Oh, and if anyone from the Audubon Society calls, you haven't heard from me, okay?
I'm already trying to forget this conversation.
Yeah, later, dude!
Now, if you listened to our show all the years we were on here in Mobile, you will remember that we did not focus on New Year's resolutions. The original reason we stopped making them was because it created a lot of ill will amongst the Roxbury players. It was a competition. Different ones of us would make bets with the other. Who could outlast whom as to when they fell off of whatever wagon they attached themselves to on New Year's Day? It's just a lot of drama that didn't need to happen. But the biggest one around here was always resolving to lose weight. Every year for a while, that's what we did. And there were a couple of us, myself included, who would purchase that smaller pair of jeans as incentive. That never worked out well for me.
Spare a little Cheeto, save some chips for me. For one day I'll be back, but right now I'm carbo-free. Loose skirts of linen went out with Labor Day. I can't keep my jeans that hang over my closet door at bay. I know that they won't fit no matter where I stand.
Maybe they'll fit if I move over here.
I got the zipper zipped with pliers in my hand.
Oh, geez,
I cut off my circulation. There's no way I can sit
tight as they can
I'll
be.
Pass out if I bend over.
I can't breathe.
Cause these jeans just don't fit.
These jeans won't go over my thighs. Every morning when I weigh, I curse my DNA. These jeans look good when it's cold outside. And I can't wear another pair. They might make my butt look square.
Like a Frigidaire.
There's so much out there I can't resist. Ice cream and Thai buffet. It's such a pain. But there's so much out there I can't resist. Levi and Calvin Klein, I won't let you down.
She won't let you down.
I wanna wear you both on nights out on the town. But my willpower is weakening. Got a Snickers in my grill.
Gonna stuff my face.
Tear this bad boy up right now.
Cause rice cakes taste like sh**. These jeans won't go over my thighs. Every morning when I weigh, I curse my DNA. These jeans look good when it's cold outside. And I can't wear another pair, cause they make me look like SpongeBob, okay? I'm not wearing them. These jeans. Get those chips away from me.
I got some fried pork rinds.
Stop laughing. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you this weekend. And hey, it doesn't even have to be the weekend. You could be listening to the podcast. The good thing about the podcast, they are all on our Facebook page, Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. You can go there now, scroll down back to our very first show of the holiday season that was, look real quick, November 24th. And you can reminisce along with us. We did 6 shows for the holiday season. Lots of fun. Over the years that we were on the air, it was nearly 10 years. The Roxbury Players and I would work sometimes through the night to get the show done. And if I came up with some squirrely idea in the wee hours of the morning after having no sleep and too much caffeine, I would just produce it, record it, and tuck it away in a folder somewhere with the intention of using it. And then, of course, I'd forget about it. So I've been running across all kinds of crazy stuff, you guys. This was one of my favorite episodes when our own Martha Stewart was attempting to walk us through a new way to make green bean casserole. Okay, Martha, you're going to share with us a little bit of green bean casserole knowledge.
It's best to buy green beans that are sold loose rather than in packages, so you can avoid the older, wilted ones.
That's exactly how Charlie Sheen shops for a prostitute.
Paula Deen, everybody.
Well, for Pete's sake, not her again.
Hi, y'all.
Martha, how come she gets to butt in on the show?
A clause in my contract with Hallmark.
Oh.
I should have paid closer attention.
Okay, girl, what are we doing with green beans today? Green beans are yummy.
This holiday season, casserole has been made better than ever by combining fresh green beans, homemade mushroom sauce, and savory fried shallots.
Girl, I gotta tell you, I am tired of green bean casserole. Ain't y'all tired of green bean casserole? Honey, I am finished with that stuff.
All right. How about pan-seared green beans with coconut?
Girl, green beans and coconut? Martha, that's just crazy talk.
This dish is quite popular in India.
India?
Now, for this recipe, we will start with 12 fresh curry leaves.
And you want to add all that curry? Curry makes me toot. I took a trip to India last year. All I did was toot the whole time I was there. Toot, toot,
for
toot.
For the love of...
Thanks.
What do you suggest?
How about some fried green beans with sweet southern hot mustard?
Of course.
First, you're going to want to get out your vintage Pyrex Amish nesting bowl.
I beg your
pardon? You don't have one?
No.
This one belonged to a dear friend of mine, Patsy Michelle. She passed away last year, bless her heart, but she left me all these gorgeous bowls. I mean, I miss Patsy a lot, but I sure am enjoying these bowls. All right, here we go. We're going to need a cup and a fourth of Dijon mustard, 1/8 of a teaspoon of dry mustard, tablespoon of hot sauce, 3 tablespoons of light soy sauce, 3/4 cup of honey. We're going to need 4 egg whites, 3 cups of flour, 3 cups of club soda. I know you got some of that around.
I'm sorry. I believe I just mixed the rest of it in with my scotch.
And we're going to need 1 pound of green beans.
I'd like to pound your face.
What was that?
I said I love grits.
You're going to put all your mustards, your hot sauce, your soy sauce, and your honey in a small saucepan over low heat. And you're going to whisk all of that about 5 minutes till it's all together. All right, we're going to put that in a bowl and set it aside so it can cool. Martha, would you take that crab apple plate right there and line it with paper towels? That plate belonged to my mother.
Don't care.
Okay, we're going to pour about 4 inches of oil in a large pot and heat it up to 350 degrees. Then you're going to put your egg whites together, whisk in your flour and your club soda. That's the batter for your beans. So you're going to dip your beans in there, and we're going to lower them beans into the oil. And you're going to have to stir that a little bit more. They're going to stick.
Shut up.
All right, then you wait about 3 minutes, and they're golden brown. And you just serve them up with your mustard sauce. Yum.
Martha, we're out of time.
Perfect.
Y'all come eat.
Shut up.
You guys, our own Martha Stewart and Paula Deen, sort of. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and you're listening to the final episode of our holiday series. We've got a lot more show for you, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Roxbury.
We take you now to Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
Ho, 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 ho. Hey, Santa, I do believe Robert Moore has more ornaments, decorations, and stuff to make home spectacular than you do.
Oh, speaking of spectacular, you need to take home some of Robert Moore's coffee.
Nothing like a hot cup of joe to make your shopping more fun, yeah. Isn't that right, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, indeedy do. Anything you can imagine for the holidays is all there in one place.
Going to Robert Moore's a treat for the whole family. Yes, and reindeer.
You reindeer, get out of this house. Shoo, fly.
Vixen, watch out for the hanging lights. Ooh.
Oh, goody. This is a good excuse to go back to Robert Moore, as if I'd need one.
They're on Hall's Mill Road in Mobile, which is a lot closer than the North Pole.
If you're smart, you'll go to Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
After all, wise men say, go get more at Robert Moore. Thank you very much.
This is Marty, the RV expert, wandering the huge lot at Carpenter's Campers. Trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, all with no hassle pricing. It's hard to walk 10 feet without running into a huge bargain. A 2019 Dutchman Aspen Trails 26-foot trailer. The MSRP is $26,383. Forget that. No hassle pricing brings that to just $18,888. No hassle pricing saves you a bundle at Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola.
A long time ago, on a morning show far, far away.
Mandy Snow with your ultimate traffic watch. Wow, busy out there today. Dude, I'm driving up on something now. It's a total wreck. Woohoo! Hey, ever wake up in the morning with somebody you don't know and they're really gross? Get down to the Midtown Clinic. Ask for their $99 special. If it's burning, peeling, or popping, it's probably not good. Ask for Mr. William. I'm Mandy Snow with your ultimate traffic watch.
What do you think, Kane? You gonna let me do some traffic now?
I don't think so.
Stay tuned for more frivolity and joy on the Jolyn Roxbury Variety Hour Holiday Edition.
This is Father Jamie McElroy of St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Mobile, and these are thoughts of our hearts. What do you want for Christmas? When I think back to my childhood, I realize that every year I spent Advent fixing on what I wanted. One year I so badly wanted this one bicycle. A silvery chrome mongoose dirt bike with black pads. And I was so thrilled when on Christmas morning, there it was, in the middle of our living room, next to the tree. What do you want for Christmas? I think of the shepherds in Luke's gospel. The shepherds are a lot like many hard-working adults. They are going about their lives, working late into the night, in the cold, doing a tough job that someone's got to do. And they don't realize how badly they want God in their lives. An angel shows up out of nowhere, puts on this startling display going on about a baby born nearby. After that, a great mob of angels appears and shouts, "Glory to God!" And then they all disappear as quickly as they'd appeared. And the shocked shepherds, woken up and yanked out of their routine, suddenly realize they want this. They want to see this child. And so, as our scripture puts it, they went with haste to see the baby. What do you want for Christmas? The Jesuit theologian James Martin says that when we dig below our childish wants, we find deep inside ourselves holy desires, desires that express our most heartfelt longings, desires for growth, for a fuller life, for closer relationships with our fellow people, for deeper communion with God. And as Martin puts it, our deepest desires, those desires that lead us to discover our calling in life, those desires that lead us to find the people we want to share our lives with, those desires are really God's desires for us. Yes, our holy desires are not merely our own. They also belong to God. They are God's desires for us. When we look deep into ourselves, when we peer down into our hearts, into the manger of our hearts, where God is being born inside us, then we can see and know our truest desires, which are also God's desires for us. What do you want for Christmas? Or rather, what does God want for you? The answer is in the manger of our hearts. This is Father Jamie McElroy, St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Mobile, and these are thoughts of our hearts.
You know what? This year, as is tradition, all I did was try to plan a dinner for everybody here at the show. As usual, I was the only one who was organized.
Now, wait a minute.
I gave you the list.
Yeah,
the sign-up sheet.
I seem to recall something like that.
I thought I could get a little help. You were in charge of the list.
And I told everybody to bring something.
Everybody brought gravy.
Well, everybody loves gravy.
No, everybody doesn't love gravy. Remember?
Oh.
Ah, the holidays. Time for traditional feasts.
Who wants turkey?
I do.
Who wants gravy?
Yuck!
Yes, kids hate gravy. It's lumpy and greasy, just like weird Uncle Bertrand. But wait, why serve the kids just plain old gravy when they can have crazy gravy?
Yay!
Yes, it's crazy gravy. The colorful, flavorful gravy that kids love to play with. You can mold it into any shape.
I made a doggy.
I made a Mount Rushmore.
And crazy gravy wobbles and wiggles. It also stretches and bounces. You can even spread it out over a newspaper. And when you pick it up, all the newsprint will be gone.
What's newsprint?
What's a newspaper?
Yes, your kids will have hours of fun during and after dinner time. And the kids will never run out of crazy gravy because it grows.
Who ate all the turkey?
I think the crazy gravy ate it.
It's as big as a cat.
Hey, where is the cat?
Uh-oh.
When it grows big enough, kids can play all sorts of games with crazy gravy, like leapfrog, hide and seek, and strip the wallpaper.
Take that crazy gravy outside.
Yes, crazy gravy grows like crazy. The whole neighborhood will come out to see what your crazy gravy is up to. So will the National Guard. Crazy gravy comes in three holiday feast flavors: turkey, ham, and tofu. So kids, what do you want this holiday season?
Crazy gravy!
Crazy gravy! A product of Henderson Industrial Waste Radioactive Recycling and Cloning Labs. Crazy gravy stays crazy until it reaches critical mass.
You know we're not finished talking about this, right? I'm Jolene Roxbury, and I want to thank everyone for joining us for these special shows. It has been a lot of fun coming home for the holidays, as it were. Our little silly show has not been on the air for nearly 3 years, and it's been a lot of fun putting these out there.
Well, I enjoyed doing the holiday spectacle.
Jim.
Okay, special. It was good connecting with all of our listeners again, and now that the podcasts are up on the show page, folks can, you know, pull it up and listen anytime they want, which is great.
It is great because I found out there were a lot of people who were listening to the show for the first time. They never heard it when we were on the air all those years. So with the podcasts, they can go back and listen to all six of our special shows.
Yeah, I actually plan on doing that as part of my New Year's resolution.
You made a resolution connected with the show?
I resolved to sit down and listen to the entire series without getting distracted.
What are you saying? You don't ever listen to our show after we're finished?
Oh, I rarely get through the show without getting distracted, much less six of them.
So you haven't gone back and listened to any of the shows? Like you just do your part and leave?
I figure I'll just gather the family around the iPad and binge listen on New Year's Eve.
Huh.
Yeah, we got nothing else going on. And it's free, so why not?
You're a mess.
Seriously, maybe we can get together sometime and do this again?
Maybe. We did something super special with Robert Moore and Company as anchor sponsor. Just made them part of the show. Maybe there's another sponsor out there who might want to do that one day. We've proven to ourselves now that we can do six shows, no hair pulling, not much arguing, and keeping it local. I kind of like it.
So I guess I'll see you tomorrow?
Yep.
Alrighty then.
Thanks for being with us, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and on behalf of the Roxbury Players, we had such a great holiday with you guys. This was so much fun. Thank you so much to my other halves, Jim Weaver, John Bell Williams, Brett Gambino, my Grunkle B, Mama Coach, Adeline, Dan Kelly, Bell Cadeau, Alec Naiman, Derek Kane, and everybody from FM Talk, Robert Moore and Company, Carpenters Campers in Pensacola, and a very special thanks to our Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran and Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack. Remember to like our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, and you can catch up on all of our podcasts. Who knows? We might even do this again. In the meantime, remember, laugh a little bit more, you'll stress a whole lot less. It's a fact. See you soon.
The
Jolene Roxbury Hour, a McAdoo Productions production. I'm Mr. Announcer.